Zion through Lamir.
Okay, thank you. So Simon Pei, Chav Zion to Lamed Hey. So called over to Yisrael also last. So I say anything. And this is really a prelude to what's going to become coming much later. So he has a whole simon on Amir al-Akam, but right. So, but it's Amir al-Akam. Anything that Yisrael is also to do, also can only day of a gechavim. Contrary to popular belief, some people think that you can ask God to do whatever you want. No, you can't. They have the same Yisurim as oh, it's not the same Yisurim, but they're not allowed to do it. In the winter, keep it, since you're allowed to heat up the tanner in the house with the goy in order to heat up the house. Because there's a rule of kol ha-kol chayle, everybody's considered chaylim for cold. So for a chayle, you're allowed to ask a goy to do malacha. So the goy is allowed to turn on the heat in the house. So then the minhag is that the goy could put the cooked food that cooled off on top of the tanur, meaning put it on the tanner before it gets heated up, and then afterwards you'll heat it up. Because the goy's kavana is not to heat up the food. His kavanah is to heat up the house. See, yesh matir, and there are those that are matir it. Now he's talking about bishalakam, because bishalakam, if a guy heats something up, I mean it's a machlokes, but if a guy heats something up, but he wasn't doing it with the intention of heating it up, and he didn't even know the food was there, then there's matirin. So then you will be allowed to do it. But that's only if you put the food onto the oven before the oven went on. And of course, if the guy is his kavana was to heat up the food, then it's also b'chol inyan. Now, I don't know, because if he's just reheating food that was already cooked, so then that shouldn't be a problem. But special akum. So I don't know. He's talking about putting raw food. It's not mashma from the lashon of Kitzushanoruch that it was raw food that he was putting on there. Okay. And now those that say it's also, even if his intention was to heat up the house. Even though the minig is like the matirin, you shouldn't do this unless it's a big tzara. Because you can buy some tanure barzom, and those metal ovens that are normally meant for cooking. Even though you're using them, meaning it's till now he's talking about the furnace where you don't normally warm up food. Here he's saying that let's say the guy decides to turn on the oven, which is normally used to heat up food, but he's using it to heat up the house. And the guy puts the food on there. Then somebody who has yiras shemayim shouldn't do it. So the obvious practical application of these halachas is, especially after that fire in Nebuchadnezzar Flatbush that killed the whole hell, like most of the family, the Sassoons, they should have a lichtig in Gan Eden. So people wanted to stop leaving their hot plates out overnight. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to shut it off. They shut off their crock pots overnight, or shut off their hot plates overnight, and then put them back on, and then put on the food, or put on the food before it gets cold. And the Paiskim, same based on this Kitzur, certainly said it's better not to do that. But if necessary, then it's okay. Somebody who pours liquid in a place where it'll grow grass, then it's chayim mishum zereya. Because the liquid is gonna make it that the ground grows, volcano grows grass. Volcano. Therefore, you should be careful not to eat in a garden or in a yard, because you may spill. Besides of that, the garden may not necessarily have an eruv. So the Ramah brings this, that the minhag is not to eat on grass because of this, because you may spill. Shailas nowadays, maybe you don't have to be makbid on it because it's only with water and soda and salt, that type of thing is not going to be a problem, right? Because you wouldn't grow grass with that. And some say that if you eat it in somebody else's grass, that's okay because you don't particularly care about his grass. All right, these are all the dinim. Chav tes onto a different din. Svoig, a sponge. Shein le beis achiza doesn't have a handle. Ein makankam, but you can't use it to wipe anything down because if it doesn't have a handle, you may squeeze it out on Shabbos. Lamed, also liroik b'makam sharuach yifazar saroik. You're not allowed to spit. If the wind, you don't spit out into the wind because the wind may carry your saliva all over, which is a malach of zayra. So based on this, some shitas want to say that you're not allowed to spray deodorant on Shabbos. Because when the deodorant goes through the hole, it spreads out the deodorant, so it could cover more of the area of the body. And that's like zayra. But most places can say that that's not zayra because it's not the air that's spreading it out. It's the way they make the aerosol can. Okay, lamed aleph, besula, meaning a single girl, asura l'kloya sarisa b'Shabbos. They're not allowed to braid their hair on Shabbos because it's considered building. And you can't undo it either because it's saiser. But she could do it with her hands. There's this new type of thing that the girls are asking about, which is not really, you're not really braiding. It's like a stick, and then you wrap the hair around it a couple of times, it makes a curl. So I wasn't sure whether you're allowed to do that or not. But Masrik, and of course the Chassidim's payah, so you're allowed to make those on Shabbos. But Masrik also Masaris Chazir, and a brush that's made out of the hair of a Chazir. It's also a common question. People want to know if they're allowed to use a boar's head brush. There's nothing wrong. It's not Aser B'Hana. Chazir is not Aser B'Hana. So you're allowed to use it. But on Shabbos, it depends. If it's very hard, that it's impossible that it won't take out hair. Aser Lisrek, but it's also to use it as a comb. But if it's not so hard, then it's allowed to. And of course, if you may yachid, if it's not a muksa issue, right? Because some might say that even if the comb doesn't pull out hair, but maybe during the week it does because you do it rougher, so maybe it's muksa on Shabbos and you should have a special Shabbos comb. Let's see, have a beggar that has dirt on it. So that you could do. You're allowed to wipe it off, at least a basic wiping, with a smartut, with a shmata, as they say. But you're not allowed to pour water on it, even if you don't do anything with the water, because pouring water onto clothing is a form of kibbutz, of laundry. Putting water is like laundry. If a child goes to the bathroom on some clothing, also lishbech l'mayim, you're not allowed to pour water on it, even if it will ruin the clothing. But if he urinates on the ground, or on wood, or on leather, then you are allowed to pour water there, because it's not absorbent. Because I'm assuming it means karka that will not grow grass, like indoors. When you wash your hands and you want to dry them in a towel, it's better to wipe them on each other first to remove the water, so that there will only be a little bit of water left on the hands. With the little bit of water that he's drying his hands, since it's derech lichluch, that's meaning that you're making the towel dirty. That's not considered kibbutz. With mapa tzvua and with a colored towel, ain lachash b'chalin, and there's nothing to be chayshed for. The loy shayach b'kibbutz kol kam, because it's not shayach kibbutz, because we're not worried about you. We're not worried about you washing it, because that wouldn't be the way. To colored, you don't particularly care. White, you want it to be clean. And some are chaylag on this din and don't differentiate between color and not. Lamed gimel chavis sheish b'mayim v'kiyotze. But if you have a barrel full of water or anything else, also lifres ala begad she'ena miyuchad lo lachasaisa. But you're not allowed to cover it or stuff up the opening with a begad that's miyuchad to close to cover it. The chashin and shema yovel de schita were afraid that'll come to schita. But if it's the standard clothing that you use to stuff it up, then it's mutter l'chasag, so then it's mutter to cover it. To give it the miyuchad law, since it's miyuchad for it, like hashina she'yischa, but not chayish, is that you're going to squeeze it out. It's our common question. Water spills on the table. How do you clean it up? So also l'kancha b'beged, she'll mark it along. It's also to wipe it with a beged that you mark it on it. Since there's a lot of water, chashina shema yischad. We're afraid that you're going to end up squeezing out the towel. You shouldn't wipe with a towel, kaisos, cups, or shark kli, or any kli, any utensil, shapian, so that the mouth is very small, because you have to stick the towel in there to dry it up. And shemach was dachka nischad amashka, because you're pushing it in there, the mashka is going to get squeezed out. So it seems like if you do this with paper towels, it's not a chashash, because there's no laundry on paper towels. Nobody particularly cares to squeeze out the liquid from a paper towel because they want to make the paper towel be clean. So somebody's walking and the rain is going on him and his clothing. He's still allowed, you're allowed to walk home. When you take off the clothing, you are not allowed to spread it out in order for it to dry. Even if they are wet, even if it's just wet from sweat, also the shatran, you're not allowed to spread it out because it looks like you did laundry. And you can't spread it out opposite the fire. And even if you did wear them, also even while you're wearing them, you shouldn't sit too close to the fire because it's gonna cook it up. You also, when you come home, you can't shake off your beged from water. But that's only true by wool and cotton. But if you have synthetic materials, then pashas, it should be okay. And a beged that you makbid on its water. Also, I mean, if you makbid it, you don't want it to be wet, then it's muksa. After you take it off, because we're afraid that you're gonna end up squeezing it out because you don't want the water there. So that's meaning. And also, some say that when you dry up when you use dry cleaning clothes, the stuff that you only dry clean, there's no marasayin on that either, right? Because nobody's going to think that you washed it. Okay, we will stop over there. And everybody should have a fine night.
Shkach.